Welcome to Shomar Shom and the Dav Shir Spanzul in Ishmasam Yaakov Shom Leaba Sitzchok. We're holding in Boabaso Dav Kuf Kovches. The Gemara in the end of Mundalef ends with a rule. If one who is an aide, he wants to testify, and Tchilosoi Oy Soifri, beginning or end, he was Pasul, meaning when he saw the Eidus or when he's testifying is Pasul, then the Eidus is Eidus Psulo, it's a disqualified testimony. If he started as a good eight, and he ended as a good eight, just in the middle he was apostle eight. For example, the Gemara says, someone who was not related to the one he's talking about, then he married his daughter, so he became a son-in-law. And then the daughter died, so he ended not being related again, so then he's kosher leitus. The Maharal in Etzach Yisrael Perek Yud Aleph brings this Gemara as a source to the concept that anything that starts well and ends well, even though in the middle is not great, it's still considered to be good. And with this, he explains, he goes on to speak about the Gemara in Kiddushin, regarding the fact that Am Yisrael are called Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. Even when Am Yisrael are doing Chatoim according to one man Da'amar, they're still considered to be Bonim. So explains the Maharal, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously the ultimate revelation of good in the world. Am Yisrael that's created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're considered to be the Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, considered to be his son. That means they are directly a descendant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They start by good. And you mail it. All the avarice and all the wrong things that they do, it's not part of who they really are. It's only external. It's something that will leave them at the end. It's something which, through tshuva, will be removed. So the mimele, Am Yisrael, are starting good, and eventually they will end good. And even though in the middle they will not be perfect, they still, says they look at the Gemara in Bo Abbas, or Daf Kuf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, that it's, as long as you have tchilos soy v'soy for bekashus is kosher, Am Yisrael has a tchilo v'soy for bekashus. My father Shlito sends to the Ramban, Bereishis Perich of Zayin Pasuk of Tes, regarding the Pasuk that says, Oyrorecha Oyror, Umevorecha Baruch. By Bilom it says, Mevorecha Baruch, Vorecha Oyror. So the Baruch that Yitzchak Avinu is giving, he starts with Oyror and ends with Baruch. Mashenkid Bilom starts with Baruch, ends with Oyror. So Rashi says that Tzadiki Tchilosa Misurim Vesoy from Shalva. They start, it's a remez. That the beginning of the life of a tzaddik is he's suffering, but he ends up resting. And the Rishonim is the opposite. In the beginning, they're enjoying, but when they get to the end, they suffer. That's why you have the difference in the Lashon. Says the Ramban, but look by Avraham Avinu. It says in Parshas Lech Lecha, V'avorecho mevorechecho u'mekalelcho or. It says bracha before klala. Says the Ramban, that's not a kushya. Because it says right away afterwards, so it starts with a baruch, in the middle there's an oru, there's a klala, and it ends with a baruch. Says Raman, so yes, the Rishayim, they start with bracha and the klala. The tzaddiki, they start with the klala and the bracha. Or if you look at Avraham Avinu, they start with bracha, the middle is klala, and the end with bracha. And according to the Maharal, we just learned, so that has to be this way. That when you start with bracha and end with bracha, even though many read the middle is not like that, it's considered to be all a bracha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.